This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I'm guessing that's Ed Sheeran.
Yep. You're correct.
That's pretty. Mm-hmm. Super pretty.
Yeah, I love it.
Hi, everybody. It's 2021. We woke up and everything was all set.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Woo! Happy Monday.
I didn't even stay up till 12, did you?
Yeah, I stayed up till 12.
Oh, jeez. I made it to 11:45.
Oh, you fell asleep at 11:45?
Oh, good. I watched the East Coast, you know,
at
8 o'clock. Or what time was it? 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Yeah, we. I stayed up. But 12:01, I remembered I didn't put my money out this year. You know,
minutes.
Dummy. I know. I looked at my phone. My mom goes, "No, I did tell you." So I looked, and sure enough, she had told me.
My Way to go, Clarky. Well, we'll see then if this year produces different results.
We'll
since
see.
I definitely put my money out. You've started a habit now I cannot break.
Well, so. Once it's like, you know, why would you? It's just a stupid superstition, but once you start doing something for some reason, you know, it's supposed to bring you good fortune in the new year. You hide money outside your home on New Year's Eve or at some point during that day, and then you go out and collect it the next day.
I went out with my daughter. She's like, "I'm going to dig the hole." It was like a whole thing. I'll dig the hole, and then okay. And then we get out there, and she starts to dig. And goes, "I don't want to do this part. I'll put the money in. You dig the hole." I'm like, Jesus. It only has to be 1 inch deep. You can't dig a 1 inch hole.
Just pick up a grass flap and stick it under there. It'd be fun. Very superstitious. I know. But I totally zone on it. First time in my adult life. I mean, it's been my tradition and remains to be seen how this year will go. Oh, boy. Oh, it is pouring here.
Oh, is
it? It's pouring here,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, boy.
I just went out and opened the front door so I could hear it, and it's coming down. It's actually beautiful.
That's crazy. Sunny 75 over here.
Oh,
you're hilarious.
Mr. Sunglasses.
What are you, from Spain or something?
I'm living in a fantasy world right now with my sunglasses. I feel like a rock star.
Palm trees.
Weather's perfect.
Convertibles. Milbrae, it's where it's at. It's the new Hollywood. Hollywood North, they call it.
I'm sure all the Milbrae listeners are like, "No, it's not. It's crazy out there. I see my trees like flapping all over the place."
Yeah, flappy trees, never a good sign. Anyway, I'm looking like some snow this week in Tahoe, which is good news if you're worried about skiing. I think Johnny Mosley's up there right now.
Lucky.
I didn't talk to him all vacation, but we got a show.
You didn't?
Him. No. You know, just other than like a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You know how you, to everyone you know, you're answering and sending Christmas trees and little noisemakers on the New Year's Eve.
Well, on my app, I see snow in the forecast for Tahoe, so that is very good news.
It is. The snow is what keeps us out of drought, so more snow, more snow. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:06 Monday morning, and Celebrity Trash, I'm 99% sure, has a sponsor. It's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Oh, my God, you guys.
All right, man.
Bryn's always putting stuff up there.
Yeah, you can see that surfer saving that one girl.
Yeah, all the helpful links. And all
that one girl.
That one girl that was drowning.
That one dumb girl.
Having difficulties in the water.
That one oh no girl is what she is. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What have I done? Hold my beer. Maybe we'll get her. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out our Facebook page. You see any videos or links that we mentioned on there. You don't even need a Facebook account to do it. I didn't know that. But I guess it makes sense, right? Just it's facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny.
Correct.
And there we are.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's those guys. I like them. Well, thanks. It's nice of you. Death. It happens. Jerry and the Pacemakers. You ever heard of them?
Nope.
I used to work at an oldie station, so I have heard of them. What's the name of this one?
You'll Never Walk Alone.
Mm. And don't be afraid of the dark.
You had to play this? You played this?
You know, no, I don't think, I don't know if I played this one, but we used to play a song called Ferry Cross the Mercy or something like that. Is that one of their songs? That's the one I was thinking of.
They have a long list of songs. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, I'm seeing, let's see. Their first single was in March of 1963, How Do You Do It? Which was number one on the UK charts.
Oh, How Do You Do It? Okay.
Here's and apparently it was originally recorded by the Beatles.
What you do to me, I am feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't a clue.
Yeah, they had a bunch of number ones here. Yeah, most of this is, it looks like it's all UK stuff. But Ferry Cross the Mercy was the one that we played at the oldie station.
Hearts torn in every way. So ferry cross the Mercy, cause this land's the place I love.
All right.
And here I.
So, look, they were a band in the 60s, and then they all continued to live. And Jerry Mardzin, the frontman of Jerry and the Pacemakers, made it to 78 before he succumbed to some kind of heart infection. I don't know how you get that, but I guess his friend broke the news via Twitter yesterday saying that Jerry Mardzin has died from a short illness, after a short illness, which was an infection in his heart. So rest in peace. I'm sure my mom is going, of course, Jerry and the Pacemakers. My dad. Yours.
Yeah, I don't even know the name, much less their songs you're playing for me now.
And I'm telling you, the only time I ever heard of them was that one, you know, WSAR. And
by the way, while we play only great songs here on Alice,
yes,
in my DJ days, I should admit that I played plenty of crummy songs. It wasn't just you that had to do that.
Yes, it's that is the thing about
you
radio.
Play what you're told.
You don't understand it when you first get in there, especially if you did some college radio. You're like, what? I just play whatever I want.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
It's my show.
Mm, yeah. Nope. Turns out it's somebody else's show.
Right.
At least when it comes to the music, right? There you go. Rest in peace, Jerry Mardzin of Jerry and the Pacemakers. Billboard's fan favorite video of the year. And this is a very cute video. And I know that you guys love this song. You've probably seen the video for Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh, yeah.
Watermelon Sugar High. It's just Harry Styles and a bunch of hot chicks kind of frolicking and shoving watermelon into their faces. Mm. I don't know why they love watermelon so much.
Well, it's delicious, duh.
I just want to drown in watermelon. Like, all over me.
I know, right?
Yes.
I know, right?
I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar.
It really is him. Well, there is one other dude there.
You know, Harry, let me tell you something. As an older guy, I believe I'm double your age at least. You're right. You can't go without it. It doesn't change. You think that you'll somehow get over it or get a mastery of your love of watermelon sugar, and yet
self-control.
It doesn't go away. The need, the desire, the love of watermelon sugar continues into your 50s.
Well, you are not alone. It was named Billboard's fan favorite video of the year. Everybody loves them some watermelon sugar.
I'm salivating.
Gross.
Don't be Harry, saying that.
Harry
don't,
Styles.
Don't ever say that.
Congratulations to him. I will say I am a surprise fan of Harry Styles. And mostly his style is what I like.
Oh, you like that? You know, he's funny. He puts on like the mix of stuff. It looks like a grandma's
yes,
a grandma's brooch with mm-hmm. with a
little
leather
lace collar
jacket.
And
yeah,
like,
so like pearls. What are you doing?
Have you seen his new music video, Sarah?
No, what is it?
It's I forgot what. Treat people with kindness.
Oh,
it came out. I watched
on New Year's
it.
Day, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I watched it. It's interesting because he's doing like a choreographed dance and
oh
yeah.
I just saw that it came dancer? Out in like an hour. It had like 2 million views.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Put a link to that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
you
page.
You got it, Sarah. Will.
Sure. So people can check out the new Harry Styles video. Well, who is the biggest metal band on the planet? In one guess,
Metallica.
That is correct, Vincent. In their end of the year Spotify statistics prove that it is the truth. The band was streamed over a billion times in 2020 on Spotify on Spotify alone. And they're saying that they, you know, Metallica was like, listen, we thought last year's numbers were insane. It turns out they weren't. This year's were insane.
You know what's weird, Sarah?
What's
I was really late to this music streaming thing, mm-hmm. as you know. I continued to buy records up until this year, really. And then I jumped on the streaming thing this year and
you mean last year?
Last year. Oh, right, last year. Sorry. we just crossed. My bad. I feel like a crook, and yet it's unbelievable. I have all the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything I think of, I go, oh, I have that. I can play that right now.
You just type it in and there it is.
It seems like at some point the record companies are going to go, you know, we don't want you to stream it anymore. It's actually you haven't paid for music for years. I can't believe it.
I know. It is such a strange. I mean, remember when
it's
you were
crooked.
Saying,
it seems
you had
so
to save up and
crooked.
I know
that
it,
music's
right.
just
it
free.
It doesn't seem right.
And what I was reading recently is, yeah, it'll never be able to go back because people will never look at music as something that is worth money.
Right. Which is sad. It's very sad.
That's crazy.
You know, was it Brittany? Was it you who was telling us that, you know, you don't even when you were buying records on Apple, you didn't own them. It was like a lease agreement.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about this.
If you ever leave Apple, you don't get to bring the music with you over
that
to your
you
new
bought.
Android phone.
Right. I mean,
you'd
it's...
have to. But I guess you could burn everything onto a disc and then right. reload them somewhere else. But
that seems easy.
Yeah, as far as just getting that file you bought, it won't cross over. Right.
I know. So it's
that's
like...
why I won't buy anymore. That's one of the reasons that I'm just like, okay, I'll stream.
Yeah.
And I have been, and it's been great. I love it.
Because unless you're buying a physical copy of something, you're actually not, you don't own it.
You have to stay on that platform in order for it to continue to be yours.
It's the world is so bizarre, and it just keeps getting weirder. Hey, 2021, what have you got in store for us?
How about 2021, you just sit down and be calm?
How about that? That would be great.
How about you just...
If 2021 could just be one of those years that nobody ever talks about again because nothing happened.
The pandemic went away and everyone went on vacation.
Yeah.
The year of travel. Let's let it be that. The year of travel.
Well, it's not going to be that then. At least not until late in the second half of the year. So Metallica had over a billion streams. That translates into something like 99.3 million hours of people listening to some Metallica.
I still listen to them all the time. Let me ask you a question real quick. If you had to pick, and again, we're talking about something that no one cares about anymore, but if you had to pick
a
perfect record, perfect, the whole record. Like, I think Boston's first record, perfect. I think Metallica's Master of Puppets, perfect. Front to to the last note, it's perfect.
Well, The Wall is the first thing that pops into my head.
I just listened to The Wall 2 days ago. I listened so to both sides of it.
I want to say, God, there's got to be a perfect Rush record.
Oh, Moving Pictures is perfect.
Who else? Maybe like the Little Queen record by Heart.
What just happened?
You heard me.
Did Heart make the list? What?
I love Heart.
Oh my God.
Kate Bush's Sensual World. Oh. That's a great record. I love that record.
All right. Well, we're allowed to like different stuff. That's the
That is the beauty of music, Vinny. Everybody gets to like their own thing. You know, Bryn and your wife. What?
Oh, let me go ask her what that artist was. Hold on.
Go ahead. Run out there and see what's going on. As your household. His part is over. No stones to cross of the
fire. Oh, wow. I know we have a little life in me yet. Oh.
You know this song.
Yeah, I do. I guess because it was remade.
A million times. Uh-huh. It's so beautiful. God, I love it.
Are you playing Kate Bush?
Yeah, he's playing.
Oh, Jesus. I leave for 1 second, the show falls apart.
Actually, Rocket's Tail is my favorite song on that record.
Lucy Pearl, Bryn. Lucy Pearl. You know her?
I'm not sure I do. Let's see.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I bet I
my wife
see?
Went too
Everyone
deep,
gets to
even
like
for
they
you.
Were.
We'll see. Hold on, see. Oh, of course I know the song. Yeah, I just didn't know the artist's name.
You do?
Yeah, of course I know that song. It was bumping everywhere when I was growing up.
Bumping everywhere.
Okay, well, there you go. She said, oh, Bryn will know this.
I do know the song, yeah, for sure. You know, you guys don't recognize that tune?
No. I've never heard it.
Never heard that before in my life. I know that it looks trendy.
So glad that it's not windy. Here comes that girl named Donnie. Nobody?
Nope. Any party I'm at, I go find the stereo and turn that off.
Or kick it over.
Who put this crap on? What's this?
This is the part where... Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. I can't find the chorus. Never mind.
It doesn't matter. I'm good. Glad to know that you two still have that going. Your music symbiote, whatever.
Anyway, hey.
Hey.
Machine Gun Kelly, and I believe I practically did this story earlier. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are an item. So Megan ought to, you know, keep an eye on this situation. Avril Lavigne and Machine Gun Kelly are working together. And we all know what a little fox our girl Avril Lavigne is. Mm-hmm. We just hung out with her a year ago when people still hung out with each other. Yeah. She is working on some new tunes for 2021. And I guess as long as you can pass your COVID test, you can come on in the studio with her. She posted a series of photos on Tuesday on Instagram teasing her time in the studio with Machine Gun Kelly. There's the pictures are, you know, he's a rock star now. He's not just a rapper, you guys. He's in there. He's got a guitar slung across his lap. And
he sings a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they are she's got a notebook open in front of her like she's writing down some lyrics.
I've kind of tripped on him because I thought he was the guy. Isn't he the guy who was in a rap battle with Eminem and then all of a sudden he puts out some alternative record
right.
And I'm like, what is
a
this?
Rock song. Yeah, he is.
He has a huge hit with it too, by the way.
Yeah. I think we play it here on the Alice, don't
yep.
we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyway, they are in the studio. There they are mugging for the camera. That is... just fantastic.
I like her a lot. I think she's way more talented than I originally knew.
Oh, she killed it. I actually felt bad for Kesha that she had to go on after her. Until Kesha got on stage, I went, oh, geez. Oh, that's
yeah.
why.
You know what's funny? Kesha wasn't scared.
No. I don't think scared is in Kesha's vocabulary.
I actually thought that was great. When she came out, her first song... just took my head off, and it was so like, oh my God, the show just went to another level in one song.
And I thought it was already way up here.
Yeah, yeah, no, I thought for sure there would be a drop off.
I'm a the woman. Mm-hmm. And the big words just up on the screen behind her. I went, we're staying for a few songs. I think we wound up staying until the very end of that. So good. Anyway, Avril Lavigne, Machine Gun Kelly, working together.
I can see it.
Like, one of my favorite things about that everywhere. Show. Confetti shooting it out. I loved the dudes in hot pink short shorts doing all the dancing for
they
her.
They were
I was
great.
Like, that is, it's so great.
Go I can see them dancing right now.
Go Kesha. Go Kesha. Anyway, there's that. The Foo Fighters. They are rocking into the new year. They've got a song called No Son of Mine. And they released it on New Year's Eve. And it's a catchy little tune, and here's what it sounds like.
No son of mine will ever do the work of villains, the will of fools. If you believe it, it must be true. No son of mine, no son of mine.
Rocking.
Yeah. So, now that I can get behind. That Lily Pearl. What was that again? Lizzie Pearl.
Lucy Pearl. Someone Lucy is saying, Pearl. Someone texted in that Lucy Pearl's a man.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing voice, right?
Yep.
I'm. Okay.
You say so. The first time I ever heard that song.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Nope. So anyway, that is a new song from the Foo Fighters called No Son of Mine, and they released it on New Year's Eve, and it will appear on their upcoming 10th studio album, which you will be able to stream as a member of whatever streaming service you are subscribed to on February 5th. It's called Medicine at Midnight. That's the name of the new Foo Fighters record. You know, it seems like some people think there's a pandemic and some people don't. Vanilla Ice, maybe it's a payment thing. Maybe it's a money thing. He played at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve. They threw a big New Year's Eve party and Don
I'm
Jr.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about Rob Van Winkle?
I am talking about
okay.
Rob Van Winkle.
I just want to make sure
he
that
he wasn't
we
singing
are.
Rob Van Winkle songs, though. He was
okay.
singing the Ice Vanilla Ice songs. And of course, when he played his signature hit, the crowd went wild and Don Jr. was singing along. Lots of videos were posted. So, convention. Got to hold me tightly. Daily and nightly. No, I don't know. Turn off the lights. And I'll blow to the extreme. I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and watch a chop like a candle. Dance. Yes. We all know that one.
How incredibly appropriate. Weren't we just talking about Machine Gun Kelly?
We were.
I guess that's Rob, why.
Rob Van Winkle and Machine Gun Kelly. I'm sure Machine Gun would have a problem with them being in the same sentence.
I'm sure. But I guess that's what my weirdness about him is that I thought hip hop's more of a lifestyle and something that you, a craft you work on. You don't just do it, make it, and then switch over to, I guess people can define for themselves, but I was sort of caught in him being a hip hop guy and then
turns
he's putting out alternative
more
records.
More to him, right.
All
you
right.
Just, you know, branching Say. Out. I'm going to leave you with this for the first music news of 2021. Do you follow Rob Halford of
Judas Priest?
Judas Priest, thank you.
No.
I'm like, Screaming Priest, that's not the name of it. You might want to. As I flipped through his Instagram this morning, I was amazed to see, well, his hiney. You know how
hiney.
People call they'll say assless chaps, which is just how chaps are. They're just, there's no butt on them. You pull them over your jeans and you strap them on and you zip them up your legs. And
of course, being a person who's worn them for their real reason, right, Sarah?
Right, to ride a horse.
Right.
Well, there's the front view. And so there's the ass view. He I would say those are ass full chaps because nope, it doesn't seem to be panties involved or anything. It is just Rob Halford's 70-year-old ass. I don't know how old he is.
It's like a thong right there, right? Looks like.
I can't tell. See?
No.
Oh, no, under the cheeks, for sure. There could be something going up the crack. I can't really tell.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Just, but...
And I don't know how closely I want to look. I do see that there's a big blob of a tattoo on his right ass
He
cheek.
Is a leather daddy, no doubt.
There is. And he's left that door wide open.
Yeah.
In case any other daddies want to jump on. I don't know. Anyway, Happy New Year from Rob Halford. There's his hymen. You can check. It's Rob Halford Legacy.
He has an eagle tattoo. I know this because he was performing in a band. I think his band was called Fight. But he'd left Judas Priest, and this was his solo band. And he'd come through our station, and one of his tattoos is of an eagle. But as you look more closely at it, there's a wiener is the body of the eagle. So it's actually a wiener with wings.
It's like a dangerous wiener.
Yes.
Does it have talons, too?
I can't really remember. If you looked it up, I bet it's somewhere it's been photographed.
I'm sure it has. You're right. So you stared at it until you saw the wiener.
Well, yes. Yep.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Walmart sells it all. They may want to rethink selling machetes, though. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.